Hey guys, it's your girl Shanique. I'm back with another episode of Kabi Rami. I have some exciting news. My song will be released this Friday. I Hate Your Friends. I'm so excited. This song, I don't know if I talked about it, but I'm gonna talk about it again if I didn't. But this song is basically about
in the car?
Shh, mommy's on our podcast right now. Sorry guys, you're gonna hear him in the background because he's home from daycare, obviously. But yeah, I Hate Your Friends was about basically being in school with her and dating her and having these classmates in our class that were her friends. They literally would talk about both of us, and then she ended up being friends with them. And then when I was dating her, every time we would fight, she would go back to those same friends.
I don't go in store.
No, please go sit down. She would be with her friends, and she would basically talk shit about me to them and about our relationship, knowing that these friends were talking about both of us again, right? So then now, as soon as me and her stopped talking, after a while, she's like, you know what, if you're going to be doing that, I'm not even going to, if you, the next time you want to be moody and switch up ways, I'm just not even going to entertain it. I'm just going to leave you alone. I'm not even going to talk to you. And that's exactly what I did. And I just felt very cold when I did it. And it was like close to our last year of our relationship in school. So I think that was the end for me. And I became a whole topic from the whole class because of her shit talking and stuff like that. And I ended up removing myself from the semester because it was just too much for me, and I wanted to be able to be in a semester where I'm starting fresh, and this whole COVID hit, so it was like the perfect timing. And I was able to remove myself from that because it was just so irritating. Like, you don't go to school to have a bunch of drama and cause drama for people because you're unhappy with the way things didn't go your way. And that was her. So I decided to do that, and I wrote I Hate Your Friends because I didn't say nothing about the situation to her, about that, or to those people, because I just didn't, I'm just more of a quiet person. I just say, like, what's the point of me even talking? Like, yeah, I have a lot to say, but at the same time, like, wouldn't I really be wasting my energy going to you and be like, why are you talking about me? Like, if you're gonna talk, you're gonna talk. If there's a problem, there's a problem. But, like, you're never gonna be able to have the guts to say that to my face, and none of them had the guts to say that to my face, because what are you really going to go up to someone and be like, oh, I have a problem with you because what, this person said this person said that? It didn't really make sense for me to even address that situation. So this is just, she's going to hear it obviously because I know she heard the first one. But this is just me saying that, yeah, I hate your friends and I hate you for ruining our relationship because you let them. So it's more of like these, and she also had these friends that were talking about me. That were talking about me and saying that, oh, you shouldn't be with her because she's this, she's that, because of whatever she was venting to them. And I understand that you're going to have your friends who are going to always have your back because if they feel like your partner is doing, like, the partner's not doing something that, if you feel like your partner's not treating you good. But it's just those friends that she was around that she was telling us, those ones who just wanted her to themselves. They didn't care about if I was even with her. They just wanted to ruin it, because as soon as, like, there's a time when me and her with this girl, we're not together, and then she was chilling with them, and then when we finally talked again and we got back together, these friends were acting weird with her. They did a lot of shit, actually. They did a lot of, like, you know, trying to, like, mess up her grades in her school and give her bad, like, student ratings, like, peer reviews and stuff. And even one friend, like, one friend, which I actually have a song about, was even trying to come at me during the time that me and her were dating. And it was just so, like, very disgusting to have somebody like that do that. Like, I have no respect for anybody who goes and tries to involve themselves with somebody who's already in a relationship. You have no respect yourself as a person, whether that's a man or a female. You have no respect for yourself. Because how insecure do you have to be to go involve yourself with another female or another man in a relationship who's already in a relationship? That just shows me that you cannot, you're not capable of attracting somebody. So that's something that I also pointed out to her too, whether she didn't believe me or not, but it was something that I also wrote a song about, which won't be coming out till later on, but like, these are part of our friends, and I don't respect these friends at all. I don't. And so, I knew that at the end of the day, like, she could tell, she can be with those friends right now and talk about me to them. But I know at the end of the day, she's going to end up alone because these friends were never her friends to begin with. And that's usually how it goes, because friends in general, some of them, most of them are fake. And that's exactly what happened. So I just feel like, hey, your friends was my way of saying, yeah, it's okay, talk about me. But just know that this is what's going to happen. And
that is coming.
Yes, and this is what's going to happen, and that's exactly what you did. You let it ruin our relationship instead of being in a relationship with me and talking to me about it and being, like, very communicative. You chose not to do that. You chose to create a problem because you like that attention. So that was something that I genuinely wrote I Hate Your Friends for. So yeah, that was a little backstory behind it, but it's just something that is a lesson for you guys too. Like, be careful. I recommend nobody even your friends. Yeah, you can vent here and there, but I wouldn't be telling them, like, if they ask, well, how's your man, how's whatever, how's your female, how's your girl? You can keep it light, say it's okay, we're fine. But for you to go into detail about your relationship, that's something that I learned, is to never do that with certain friends, because you don't know what their intention is. They could be hating on you low-key and you wouldn't even know. They could even be wanting your man low-key, you don't even know. They could want your girl low-key and you don't even know. They could even be telling you negative advice for you to listen to that. You should leave your man or you should leave your girl. When clearly you could be sitting down and talking with them about certain shit and turning out your problems. You don't even need to leave them, right? Unless you feel like you need to leave them. So that's something, that's a lesson that I would tell you guys too, that I had to learn, is don't tell people about your relationship. Keep everything low-key about yourself. Whatever you're trying to accomplish in life, your relationship, your dreams, your goals, what you're doing, you know, stuff like that. Javion, leave him alone. So stuff like that, you keep it to yourself. You don't tell nobody your friends. You don't tell nobody about your business in your personal life or your relationship. Nothing like that, right? Because, listen, there's always going to be somebody who's going to want to snake you. Somebody's going to want to be fake to you all the time. So that is something that I will tell you guys for sure. But, yeah. When I wrote 2 years, it was, like, different for me because it's my first time coming out with my voice and singing, because I had no confidence. But then when I seen how it got a star on Apple Music with Somebody's Favorite, people actually were liking it, I was like, wow, like, you know, a lot of people can relate to my song. And I think that's something that boosts my confidence, and it made me so happy, because not only did I able to get myself out there, but I was able to help people. If they're in that space, when I was in that space, you know, they can kind of have a song they can relate to, and that can kind of heal them through that situation in their life. So when I recorded 2 years, my voice is strained, as in my voice is kind of hard to talk right now, because my voice is kind of sore for some reason. My throat, I don't know what happened, just came. I don't know if it's because it rained and the rain caught me and I'm getting a cold or something. But my voice is very irritated right now. But when I was recording 2 years, I was practicing so much to the point where I strained my voice. Like, I was practicing scales and triads a lot, and I was doing less vocal exercises. Or I would do all three of those, and it would literally be like a problem. It would literally be like a whole problem, and to a point where my voice was so strained. But I needed to release 2 years, so I had to record it. And then get it edited by, like, my vocal teacher. And obviously that one, like, it wasn't my best. But I'm still proud of it, because it was something that I was ready to put out and I was ready for everyone to hear it. But I'm more proud of I Hate Your Friends because I took breaks more. Because my vocal teacher told me I had to take breaks, and I took a lot of breaks, and I was able to record it peacefully, and it actually finished shorter than 2 years. And I actually enjoyed this process a lot. I enjoyed it a lot, and I still enjoy it. I can't wait for you guys to hear the next song after this one, which I'm so excited for, because I cannot wait for you guys to hear all of them, to be honest. But Promise Ring, which is the next song, is really my favorite. It's really my favorite, and yeah, I can't wait for you guys to hear that one. But I was happy to come on here. It's been a very busy week. I am in the process of relocating, so it's been a very, 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 very busy week, and I am excited. So I've been on the low low a lot because I've just been saving my energy and trying to not be as active on. I'm trying to have like a little social media detox just because I just feel like I need to. But yeah, I've just been doing my best to just chill out now and relax because my song's getting released on Friday. So hope you guys check that out and you listen to it and you're excited, and I hope you can relate to it, and you're happy with it. It's amazing. I'm happy with it, but I hope you guys like it as well. I just saw 11:11 where I'm recording this. Yeah, and I hope you guys are doing well. So just make sure that, you know, if you guys are in relationships, even with friends, like, don't be telling your business to everybody, because not everybody needs to know everything about you. You know what I'm saying? Something that I've learned, and I'm still learning a bit. Now I think I've mastered it a bit more, but don't allow people to be so comfortable knowing everything about you. You know what I'm saying? Because these people could be saying one thing and doing the next, and you know, the last thing you want is to be snaked and be hurt in the end. So that's something that I am trying to share with you guys, and I hope you guys are understanding and listening. So yeah, I'm gonna end this podcast here, and I hope you guys have an amazing rest of your week. Okay, thank you. I'll probably make another podcast on Friday for the song. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed it, and I'll see you later. Bye.